So have you started your list of cool things to do this summer? Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art assistant curator Claire Carter recently came by the K-Box studios and told us about the exhibition David Mizell, Black Maps, American Landscape and the Apocalyptic Sublime. It opened June 1st and it continues through the 1st of September. Now, summer officially begins Friday. We all know that it's been summer for at least a couple of weeks now. Fixed dates for flexible concepts, well, they go beyond just the weather. Like, where do you begin to think of art as contemporary?
We have two curators at the museum, and we both are generalists, which means although we specialize in contemporary art, which is usually considered art post-war, and at our museum really since the 1970s.
Is the 70s generally recognized as contemporary art?
It is, and that's because, I mean, the 60s are a little fuzzy.
And they were the 60s after
yeah.
all.
It's really the point at which conceptualism sort of exploded. So there was, I mean, I suppose in the same way that Schoenberg introduced atonal music, it was kind of as though everything after that was never going to be the same.
Right.
So, yeah, the 1970s are kind of where we began usually.
The museum opened, was it opened in 1999?
It was, and so we're 13 years old now.
That's hard for me to get my head around, you know? It's been that long.
Yeah, well, we're very proud of the building. It's a renovated movie theater, and it's been in the community for a long time.
You had a show that opened just the first of this month.
David Mizell, American Landscape and the Apocalyptic Sublime. And it's an exhibition, it's a solo exhibition of a San Francisco artist. It's a survey of five series of his work dating back to 1998. And they're aerial photography of the American West. When Mizell first began photographing, he was interested in these places we don't have access to see. And although the American Department of Mines had books on these places and, like, statistical information about how much mercury was dumped, et cetera, they didn't have pictures. So the first time he ever saw these landscapes was actually from the seat of a plane. And that kind of God-eye view of the devastation of the effluent, the chemical spills, the dried up lake beds, and the really vibrant yet grotesque colors of all of these chemical spills just were overwhelming.
How did the exhibition come together?
David and I worked over the phone and over Skype. At one point he came and saw the museum's galleries and worked with paint chips to determine what color we would paint the walls. And then he and I just went through with JPEGs and literally sorted on a model of what the museum galleries would look like, where the pictures would go, where the photographs would be hung. And that way you can see the relationship. If you're standing in the middle, you can see these two next to each other. And even though they might not be next to one another on the wall, you can see one out of the corner of your eye. Or when you turn a corner, this is the first one you see. And so all of those decisions are a way of telling a story. An exhibition that it's most successful guides the viewer through the arc of the story that you're trying to tell with the art, and does it in a gentle way so that people feel that they have the time to stop and spend time there and aren't scared. And that's important because contemporary art can be intimidating sometimes.
I'm surprised you're still talking about paint chips and looking at JPEGs and playing with them on the wall. Somehow I had it in my head, maybe you had the entire gallery on a computer and you just start hanging pieces, but it's still the old-fashioned way.
That's a good question. We have our exhibitions manager does work in SketchUp, which is a kind of CAD program, and so she will draw up what I eventually give to her. But I am, and I think most curators, were so visual that I print out little photographs in my office is just scattered. They're just everywhere. They're all over the walls. Sometimes the artwork, the first time that you've seen it, is when you unpack it from its box to put it up. And so you have to work really hard to think about what actual scale does 250 inches mean? Like, what will that fill in the museum? And there's always a little bit of panic back and forth. I didn't get enough art. I got too much art. It's not all going to fit. Oh, my gosh.
So that exhibition will be hanging through the summer.
It will be up through the end of August.